The sound of traffic and birds filled the air as some family members and neighbors stood quietly outside the fire-ravaged home at 367 Riverside Avenue. They watched as fire investigators began their search for a cause. Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield was clearly upset as reporters asked about how the new firefighters' contract is affecting fire company closings. Under the new contract, if 5 firefighters call in sick for the day, the city will shut down a company.
All I know is that the operations here went as planned, went very well. All persons who responded here did a great job. Our response times were not an issue here.
The Buffalo Professional Firefighters Union, Local 282, posted on its Facebook page that the fatal fire was in the district of Ladder 13, which closed Monday under the contract rules. But again, Commissioner Whitfield says it did not prevent firefighters from doing their job.
I would say that's pretty disingenuous on their part. Again, we sat across the table and signed the contract. We're going to live up to the spirit of that contract. And first and foremost, over and above any agreement with the union, is the safety of the residents of this community and the members of this department. And we're going to focus on that and continue to do our job.
26 on location. We have heavy fire showing from a 1.5-story frame. We have an exposure problem on the number 4.
Engine 26 arrived just 3 minutes after the fire call. The family had already evacuated from their home. But Union President Daniel Cunningham tells WBFO News the search and rescue was performed by the baby's parents, and that's an issue.
They did that on their own without any support, because Truck 13 would have been there providing that service of search and rescue. The distance between the Truck 13 and Truck 4, which then was the first truck in doing the search and rescue, is 2.5 to 3 miles of difference. So just driving regular speed, it takes longer for Truck 4 to get there.
Cunningham says the city insisted on the staffing policy in order to save $2 to $3 million in overtime costs, and decides each day which company to shut down.
Yes, we did agree to this clause, and the city said they would use it when they needed to save money. What they're doing is using it on a daily basis to reduce the cost of the fire department, to reduce overtime.
Cunningham is blaming manpower shortages and a lack of promotions for staffing issues. He says just 8 days into their new contract, the union has already filed a grievance against the city. Still, Commissioner Whitfield says the loss in any fire is taken very personally and very seriously.
You know, we never want to lose anybody, you know, here to help and to make a difference in people's lives.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.